It has been a wet and warm Tuesday across our region. We've had periods of rain through the day. Rainfall will wind down in the coming hours and could even end as a few snowflakes during the late day and early evening. Temperatures continue to be a big story as well. We've had highs today in the 40s in most areas. That's about 10 to 15 degrees above seasonable levels for mid-January. And overall, temperatures will remain at or above normal levels through the end of the work week. 40s will be the high temperatures for most of us again tomorrow, and then we'll slowly cool down into the 30s on Thursday and Friday. It will turn much colder over the weekend, and the weather pattern will also start to turn more active in that time frame. But for now, things look to remain pretty quiet, at least between now and the end of the work week. Showers will end from west to east during the evening. Again, they could end as a few snow showers. The other thing we have to watch tonight is temperatures dropping below freezing. So any moisture left over on the roadways and sidewalks will freeze into ice, and that's something you will want to keep in mind if you are traveling tonight. Tomorrow looks to be generally quiet. There will be a weak disturbance coming in from the west, and that certainly could trigger a few rain or snow showers, but it's not a big deal. Temperatures tomorrow will range from the mid-30s in the coldest areas north and west into the mid-40s south of the capital region. By Thursday, temperatures will cool. I'm forecasting highs in the 30s to around 40. Again, we could see a few spotty rain or snow showers on Friday with temperatures once again in the 30s. The colder weather arrives over the weekend and the weather pattern will become more active. It's not a guarantee that we're going to see a substantial storm around here, but it certainly means that there will be much more to monitor on the weather maps during the late week and the early part of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain or snow showers ending this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high 36 to 42. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy tonight. Any rain or snow showers will end this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy. Chance of a rain or snow shower, high 36 to 42. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end this evening, low around 30. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of a passing shower, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain or snow showers this evening, low 25 to 30. And tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of a shower, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and a bit cooler, high in the 30s to around 40, and on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.